Elsewhere, China's prime minister speaks out about the rise of unilateralism, saying the approach to trade will not solve any problems. Li Keqiang made a comment at the World Economic Forum in the Chinese city of Tianjin. He said multilateralism should be upheld and the basic principle of free trade should be maintained. The Chinese premier said the trend of globalization is unstoppable, even though there are flaws in the process. Li's comments come amid heightened trade tensions between China and the United States. Beijing imposed tariffs on $60 more billion worth of American imports in a tit-for-tat response to Washington's levies on $200 billion of Chinese goods. Geopolitical analyst Peter Koenig joins us now from Geneva. Sir, welcome to the program. First off, walk us through the recent comments made by the Chinese prime minister about the rise of unilateralism and the adverse effects it could have on global trade.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Yes, of course, the Chinese minister is right. These are trade sanctions, U.S. imposed trade sanctions, I would call them. Of course, the Chinese, they go into another direction. In a world that strives for free trade, unilateralism, as demonstrated by the Trump administration, his tariffs imposition is working in the opposite directions. I have two comments, if I may. Personally, I've been doubting from the very beginning that globalization, and especially globalization in terms of free trade, is a good thing. There's nothing free, you know. Free trade among equals is one thing, but free trade American style, where they call the shots, of course, is not what is intended. The weaker always suffers, and I'm not referring to China. China doesn't really suffer. China is dominating the entire Asian market. But I'm talking in general about developing countries that have to accept highly subsidized US and European Union goods in order to stay within these so-called free trade deals. And we see that the West cannot be trusted, i.e., you know, you see Trump is making his own rules. Therefore, these rules are against, by the way, WTO. So therefore, free trade and the related globalization, in my opinion, is not a good thing. It has hurt too many people of mostly poor countries over the past 30-some years when neoliberalism drove the agenda of so-called globalized free trade. Trading among friendly nations, nations that are have the same objectives, the same political and economic ideology, would be much preferable alternatives. And there's, of course, plenty of those around China. There are nobody like Trump can bully another nation to accept his conditions. This is something we may want to move back to, trading among friendly nations, where trading is a win-win for both parties. But there is a second point which I would like to make, and that's maybe even more important. These tariff impositions have actually very little or nothing to do with trade. The Chinese know it, and the US administration knows it. They are tariffs. These tariffs have everything to do with pulling down, weakening the yuan, the very strong Chinese yuan. The yuan is an official declared, as you know, reserve currency. It's recognized by the IMF and is fast, but very fast, replacing the dollar as the key reserve currency in the world. That is what Washington is afraid of. And rightly so. Once the dollar ceases being the main reserve currency, demand for the dollar will decline and the hegemonic role for the dollar is gone, which may mean the collapse of the dollar empire in the end of the empire altogether. Already the biggest hydrocarbon producers and consumers in the world, China, Russia, Venezuela, and Iran, are no longer using the dollar for their trade deals, but are using local currencies or the gold convertible Chinese yuan. So in the end, the dollar hegemony is coming sooner or later, but Washington wants to delay it as long as possible.
Thank you very much. Your political analyst Peter Koenig joining us from Geneva.